Welcome to Homeowner AF. I am Brianna Goslin, and this is the Canadian First Time Home Buying Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to be getting into a topic that is much requested, and it is how much cash do I need to close on my property for my desired purchase price? And the short answer is, it depends, but I will break down the numbers and tell you how to determine how much cash you're going to need in your bank account to be able to close on your first home. So first things first, you need to understand minimum down payment. And it's really actually not a difficult equation. If you are purchasing a home that is less than $500,000, then you can put down 5% of the purchase price. So if you are looking at a $500,000 home, that would be $25,000. If you're looking at a $350,000 home, that's $17,500. Now, if you are purchasing above $500,000, this is the breakdown of your down payment. You can still put down 5% on that first $500,000. But once you get above $500,000, whatever that portion is, you are going to pay 10% on that. So for example, if you are purchasing at $700,000, you're going to pay 5% on the first $500,000, you can pay 10% on the next $200,000, and your minimum down payment will be $45,500. Now, if that still seems like too much math for you, don't worry. I have put in the show notes a calculator that will help you determine the minimum down payment for your purchase price. Now, do remember that if you are putting down a minimum down payment, you will have to pay the mortgage insurance premium, which is a cost that is rolled into the mortgage. It won't be out of pocket, but you do need to pay that as part of an insured mortgage to put down a minimum down payment. Of course, if you're purchasing over $1 million, then you will have to put down the full 20% down payment because you do not have access to the insured mortgage. In addition to your down payment, you also have to have access to the funds for your closing costs. This is something that I see first-time home buyers forget about, and it's definitely something that you need to be budgeting for and you need to have on hand on closing day. Now, of course, closing costs can vary depending on where in Ontario you are purchasing, what your purchase price is, and what kind of home you're purchasing. A lender across the board will want to see 1.5% of your home's purchase price in your bank account leading up to closing date because they want to know that you can fulfill the financial responsibilities to actually close on the mortgage, like land transfer tax and paying the lawyer at the lawyer's office. Now, I tell my clients that they should have 3% of the purchase price saved so that should anything come up, any incidentals, then they have a cushion of financial assets that are liquid. Now, you should also have a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. I realize that because of the high inflationary times, this is sometimes impossible for first-time home buyers to save up, but I do advise that that is something you should consciously be saving for before your first home. If you are a current homeowner looking to make a move, you also need to be aware of your closing costs, and you can contact me using the information in the show notes if you want some help calculating what those costs will be and how best to orchestrate your move in this market as rates fluctuate. And now back to you, first-time home buyer. Everything you need to be able to calculate your purchase price, your minimum down payment, and how much cash you need to close on that first home purchase is in the show notes. If you want some help budgeting or saving, then please do contact me. You can reach out and send me a DM on Instagram or send an email to the information that you will again find in the show notes. I hope that you found this episode useful. useful. And if you learned something, please share with a friend. And if you're so compelled, leave a review. That helps other folks like you find the podcast and educate themselves before their first home purchase. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next Wednesday.